Forgive me, for I have believed in the lie that you are unable to help me. But now, Lord, I see my wrong in my heart. Lord, show yourself strong. And in my heart, and in my soul, oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified, be magnified. Oh Lord, yes. You are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can't do. Yes. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified, oh Lord, be magnified, be magnified, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Hallelujah. All the glory, all the praise, oh Lord, we praise your name. Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you are excellent.
For being a friend, for being an helper, my comforter, my counselor, but my faithful high priest. My God, you watch over your word to bring it to performance. Lord, you are beautiful for situation. You are marvelous for what, oh God? In la biondega custoso si ato, lege libru no custoso si ato lo plege si ate, istu da bontro negas, zepri ando, so si ege ke libru so sia, estondo do custoso si, me questa zato, lege libru so so sople negas, zi ige questo so prondege custoso, ende che custodiate il labontro novosia, istunde che lo vostro siete. You are worthy, oh Lord my God, you are worthy to receive the glory, you are worthy to receive all honor, you are worthy to receive all adoration. There is no other God beside you. None can be compared with you, oh God. Isopiato negali che custodiate. E soprande che custo sociato, negatianda li che custo sociapro, legetua soprande che custoso, zepende che custo sociate, li acrosto soprande che custoso, inde che custo socia, estonde che quaso, ende che quaso, sopionde. Lege custo soci prunda ga custo socia enda ga custo ponengle ke tua socia enso prunde ge custoso si ila bontru na gaza sapioto li intru na gazo enso prunde ge custo socia estondo ga ga libru socia enso prunde ge custo socia. Isso pronde que custo soso siate, ende que custoso si apionde que libro socie, estunda que custo socie, ela bio otrosto, se que tu atanangle custo socie, estupla no gozo si atata pande que quasa, ila bontro nega custo sociate, ende que custo socia. Illa bogo costosi itala prone asa. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen. Beloved, Galatians chapter number 6. Galatians chapter number 6, verse 17. Galatians chapter number 6, verse 17. The word of the Lord said, from henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, Paul says. I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is illegal for me to be troubled. It said from henceforth, let no man trouble me. Every man, every devil, every demon that stood in my way of fulfilling my destiny, every power that troubled me, every demonic authority, every satanic demonic agent in the pathway of my life assigned to trouble me, it said, in that all you have gone too far, it said, let no man trouble me from henceforth. So it implies that you can make a decision when you are troubled should come to an end. It said from henceforth, let no war cause trouble for me. So it is possible for things to happen and for people to cause trouble for another. Paul was speaking of. On those that the enemy has used. Beloved, to want to mess with the work of his assignment. But it says, from henceforth, let no man trouble me. He decided to express what he wants to see, and he said, I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows what he was talking about. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Because God is going to rescue. God is going to deliver. God is going to help somebody who has been troubled, who has been agitated, who has been affected, who has been afflicted, who have been opposed, who have been harassed, who have gone through issues that they hated going through, who have been finding themselves in circumstances that they are wondering, what am I doing here? How did this start? How did this end? How did I get to this stage? Where is the way of escape for me? But Paul showed you and I what to do. Is that you and I can say, either though this trouble has happened to me, either though I've come to the end of the matter, Paul continued to speak on. From henceforth, let no man trouble me. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, Paul begins to say, from verse 5, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts, to give light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the place of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure. It shines its light in our hearts. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So what God, Paul is telling us, is the treasure, is the power of God within. We have this treasure. Romans 8 verse 11 says, inside of you is that power. It says the same power that raised up Jesus Christ from death is in us to quicken our mortal body. We have this treasure. In earthen vessels of clay, in this body, is that the excellency of the power. So there is an excellent power of God inside of every believer. But he said, that power is the light of God that shineth in our hearts. Beloved, relating the word of God, which is in John chapter number 1, and the word was made flesh. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. All things were created. To him there was nothing made except that which has been made by the word. In him was life, and that life is the light of men that shine and darkness cannot comprehend with it. It is the light that overimposes itself over any darkness of any type. Darkness has no prevailing power over the light of God that is on the inside of us. Hold your thoughts, beloved. And Paul says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness and shine in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, the exceeding great light of the Word of God, even to the face of Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the Word of God. It's that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Who is that earthen vessel? God will no longer dwell in us his back that are made by hand, but he dwells in us by his spirit. He dwells in us by his spirit. He dwells in you and I by his spirit. And 1 Corinthians 3:16, the word of the Lord, beloved, said to us, that know ye not that your body is the temple of God, and the spirit of the Lord dwelleth in you. That spirit of God that dwelleth in you and I is the excellency, the excellent power of the Most High God. It is the treasure of the Almighty God. Beloved, so Paul is saying to you and I that what you have in the inside of you, it is not ordinary. Beloved, it is supernatural. It is God that is on the inside of us. But yet, it is possible to still be troubled even when you know the power that dwells within you. Actually, Jesus said to the Father, he said, Father, they are in the world, but they are not of the world. When he commissioned the disciples in Matthew chapter number 10, he begins to tell them these are the things that you will go through as a result of the assignment that I've given unto you. Jesus commissioned them and he told them, there will be challenges. Because what they did to the master, they can't do any less to his servants. He said, go ye, verse 7, preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver, nor brass in your purse, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staff, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who it is worthy, and there abide till you go and you go there. And when you come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. What is the peace? The power and the authority that has been invested inside of the sent world. God said, in any place where they receive you, let it rest upon that house. Because what he gave them is what they are. They didn't have extra baggage. They didn't make provision for food. They didn't have to make provision for every other thing. He said, let your peace. And what he gave them is the power of Christ. It's the treasure. It is Christ himself, Christ in you and I, the hope of glory. He said, wherever you go and there is receptivity, let that power find expression in that place. Where you are rejected, he said, move on. When the power comes into that home, what it implies is that every manifestation of the Spirit, what they have been commissioned to do, which is preach the gospel of the kingdom, which is anybody sick in their home be healed, any lepers in their home be cleansed, anyone that is dead be raised back to life, anyone that is the possessor. believe a man or a woman of God. But it cannot be forced. It's sending the church to see you move on. Because now you are the carrier of God, beloved, that is going to the places that we see God taking us to, beloved, but it prepared them in advance. When they don't receive you, they are hostile to you. When they do not receive, beloved, they didn't understand what you carry. It means that they are not in receptivity of the power of the authority to make all, to deliver, to rescue, beloved, to raise the dead and to affect them. They are not receiving the kingdom that God has sent the individuals to go and propagate across the earth. Because everything that God has, He gave to us. Beloved, the word of the Lord, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit in you, whom you have received? The Holy Spirit that is from God, and that you are not your own, because you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your mortal body, in this your body. So we see that we are carriers of divine treasure. Beloved, body is the temple of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit, whom you are from God, and that you are not your own. We must stand on the efficacy of God's word this morning as God begins to speak to us. In the same way that Matthew 10 tells us, when the Holy Spirit comes inside of you and I, and we go everywhere, the authority and the power of the kingdom is in us. The authority and power to heal, to deliver, to rescue, to raise those who are dead, to cause them to rise again. The authority and the power of God to see cleansing of the lepers, not just physical lepers, to see the sinners, beloved, being cleansed of their sins, being forgiven, cleansing the leper spiritually or physically. There is something that God has invested in you and I that we need to come on into cognizance of. And why is it that we have all of this and there were still challenges? Beloved, Paul says, so that you and I are very clear about what we are dealing with, Paul made a clear expression. We have this treasure in having vessel. We have power. We have the power of the Holy Spirit in our natural vessel. It says so that the excellence. may be of God. Our earthen vessel is susceptible to all sorts of trouble. Actually, Isaiah said to us, he said that if when the trouble comes, Isaiah chapter number 43, verse 2, Isaiah 43, verse number 2, the word of the Lord, what is that when you pass through waters, I will be with you. Waters of trouble, waters of challenges, when you pass through rivers, they will not overflow you. The Red Sea was a trouble that they've got to go through in order for them to cross to the other side. It is a blockage. It is a barrier. It said when you pass through fire, beloved, fire of death, they put the three Hebrew men into the fire. It said you will not be scorched. So, beloved, because the first man in the fire was God himself coming into their fire, beloved, and in whatever we are going through, the power of God that is in us is still there. Beloved, but we have to engage it. And look at what Paul begins to say. He said, God allows, 2 Corinthians 4, 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we are this treasure in every vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal body. What becomes susceptible to attack, becomes susceptible be to trouble or to challenges is the body. The carrier. And beloved, I used to think that why is my problem so much? I thought coming to Christ, it means free of everything. But Jesus said, these things will happen. He told the disciples in Matthew chapter number 10. Look at what he said. In verse number 14, whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house of the city, shake off the dust of your feet, move on. Verily I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I sent you as sheep in the midst of wolves. But be gentle and harmless as those, but be wise as serpents. There is something about wolves. Wolves are intelligent. Animals. Wolves are like a devouring animal. They were like big dogs. Beloved, and a wolf has a resistance against anything that comes across the wolves. to the council and they will scourge you in their synagogue, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake for a testimony against them. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour for what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speaketh, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. So it tells us there will be challenges, but do not be afraid, because the treasure, the power of God that is on the inside of us, the word of God that is on the inside of you and I, is capable of dealing with the issue. It said, evil, not just they will present you for death. It said, they shall be, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Who likes to be hated? Nobody likes to be hated. So Paul was telling us what he was going through. It's more than the hatred. Beloved, when Paul is saying to you and I, this is what he was going through. He said trouble on every side. Beloved, he said, but the trouble did not get to me. He said he was persecuted. He was going through in ministry everything, beloved, that Jesus has pre-instructed and pre-warned the disciples. He said, be on your guard. You will go through these things, but I am with you, so that as you have the prevailing word of God on the inside, those things are not to prevail against you. Beloved, so it was not a little say when Paul rose up and said, I bear in my body the brand marks of Jesus. From now on, let no one cause trouble for me. Do not cause trouble for me. I understand what God has said to me. Beloved, he rose against anyone that is causing trouble for him. He said, from now, I stop the trouble. No man is permitted to cause trouble for me. Be in the custos of here, Artua. He said, for all things, he said, knowing that he which raised up Jesus Christ shall raise us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with him. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Because he said that was working in us. We were going through so much, for because of what we have been commissioned to do, it was not an olive oil, it's not Hollywood opera, even opera, and all of them that goes through that type of assignment, even the mother that you see today, beloved, even the people that are the singers, they are those who dance like Michael Jackson, and all of them, they go through some grueling of their body. They do things in order to be their best performance, to be able to perform well. And their performance is just to give them money, what they can spend. And beloved, can appear and disappear. So they punish their own body. They train themselves in the moves so that they can dance. That is getting at least off. But beloved, the Lord God will speak to the mouth of Paul or to Timothy. He said to Timothy, son, study to make yourself, to show yourself, study to show yourself approved as a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So it requires knowing the word of God. Every workman is an expert in their job. Some of us, when we start a new job, beloved, you get to a new office, you don't know what you are doing. You stay all night trying to look for how can I make a headway in this office. What do I need to know? I need to prepare. I need to be up to speed on time so that I can be retained on this job. Beloved, if we don't know the word of the Lord, we will not know what we need to stop the devil on, and the devil can continue to afflict and to torment. Paul is aware. He knows where to draw the line. And Paul, he told Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:15, study and do your best to present yourself to God approved. As a workman, tested by trial, who have no reason to be ashamed, accurately handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. Tested by trial. So when Isaiah 43 was preparing us, it helped us to see that there might be trial. I think everyone that gets saved, one of the first is when your honeymoon period seems to have gone and you begin to see that you are no longer under maintenance. You are to arise and to fight your battle. Beloved, like I spoke to a pastor yesterday, I don't want to be running elsewhere and going to everywhere. I have been that in the past. But God sent me to raise a generation of people that will arise, that will rise up by the prevailing word of God and prevail over their circumstances. I have seen ministry start at 9 a.m. in the morning and don't get up at 3 a.m. and go back again 9 a.m. So it means that we are raising a generation of people that are under maintenance culture and they are not able to arise as a believer to do it themselves. And if that is the case, it means that we have failed woefully. Because the essence of the ministry, that the treasure is given to us, is in Ephesians chapter number 4. It said, and God put Jesus, who died, is the one who rose up again. The one who descended is the same. In verse number 10, Ephesians chapter number 4, talking about what we have as this treasure. Because God sent me to do one thing this morning, and that is why this foundation has to be laid. He said, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. It said, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. That is our assignment, that from Christ the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. The assignment of every minister is to raise a generation. operate in the power of God, who operate in the same capacity as God, beloved, who operate like Jesus Christ on the earth. Jesus said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. He got it and transferred it unto us. Matthew chapter number 28:18. So that we can arise, emerge on the face of the earth, and begin to do what he did. And John 14:12 said, greater works than this shall we do, because he goes unto his Father. So he gave us that treasure. As ministers, it's not that we become people that run out and scatter because we didn't give to the people. There are personalities who will not show you how to rise, how to be able to stand so that you can continue to depend on them. We are not showing you that we know better. We have an assignment to raise a generation of people that can stand, that you can send out, and you can be sure that they will be able to do justice. They will be able to rise as sons and daughters of the Lord, beloved, that are able to stand in their position. If the word of the Lord said the gifts were given, regardless of what we call the five-fold ministry gift, he did this to fully equip and perfect the saints, that is God's people, for works of service to build up the body of Christ, the church, until we all reach oneness in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, that is growing spiritually and becoming a mature believer. So the one will say, desire the sincere milk of Word of God, so that you can grow thereby. There is no magic. 1 Peter 2:2. It says this. It says, like newborn babies, desire. Let it be your longing for the pure milk of the Word of God, so that by it you may grow in respect of salvation. You may grow thereby. It becomes what nourishes us. It becomes what, beloved, makes us to become mature believers. The word of the living God. When you grow, when your child don't eat, they don't have the ability, they don't have what can sustain them, they are unlikely to also have what is it they need that can keep them strong. Beloved, to stand against any resistance. They are lightweight if they don't, if they're not well fed. And God was there, he said, desire sincere milk of the word of the Lord. That is what is required to be able to rid ourselves of everything that is barricading our life. Paul knew his thoughts. The word of God, which is solid meat, it is for the mature. As we grow in God, God begins to take us into depth of his word, and God begins to unravel things unto us by the word of the Lord. This morning, so Paul knew his stuff, and Paul engaged the word of God, because the word of the Lord said in the book of Matthew chapter number 16, it said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you disallow and declare as improper on earth should have been what has been declared improper in the heavens. And whatsoever you allow on earth should have been what heaven has already allowed. And when you have the word of God and you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, it will give you access to what heaven has already allowed and what heaven declares as improper. Paul says, from henceforth, let no man cause me trouble, For I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Henceforth, let no man cause me trouble. It's located, it's declared, it is improper for any personality to stir up trouble for me. It said, henceforth, let no one cause me trouble. I want you to lift up your voices this morning as you say, it is improper for any man to continue to trouble my life. Therefore, I declare, let no man trouble me. I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ took those marks for me. He was wounded for my transgression. He was chastised for my peace. Beloved, he was bruised for my iniquities. And by his stripes I am made whole. I bear the mask of Jesus Christ. As for let no man, let no devil, let no satanic agent, let no demonic entity, let no power of the enemy trouble me. I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus. Ilabioto on dege quaso and dege custoso sieto. Ilabia and dege quaso and dege quaso. Let no man trouble me. I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. In super auto cause of the art, in lepre negozo, sepriando ge custoso sia, ende ge custoso sia. As for let no man trouble me, let no man trouble me. I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus. In suka quata la bozo the art. Beloved Paul said, let every trouble cease, let every trouble expire. Let every trouble in my life come to an end in the mighty name of Jesus. It said from henceforth, let no man trouble me. Let no man trouble me. Let no man cause me sorrow. Let no man be disfavorable towards me. Let no man stand against me. Let no man resist what God is doing in my life. I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. As for let no man trouble me. Let no man trouble me. Let no man trouble me. I forbid every trouble. I command every trouble in my life to cease. You are said to the Lord today, let no man trouble me. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. I disallow trouble in my ministry. Life. I disallow trouble in my home. I disallow trouble in the work of my heart. I disallow financial trouble in the name of Jesus. In super andro nega kasiate, endegege libru sosia, ondo kasiate. What were they doing to Paul? They want Paul to justify his calling as an apostle. They want Paul, they were creating scenarios for Paul to make ministry beloved become bothersome unto him. Beloved, this is a man that has gone through so much because of his assignment. He went through the persecution. But yet, they still wanted to prove the point. That was the point of his apostleship. He asked brand marks. They beat him 39 lashes 5 times. They throw him in the basket to rescue him. He had been wounded. He had the serpent trying to beat him. Beloved, he had shipwreck. He went through so much. He said, the last thing I want to do is to now begin to let you know, trying to prove my apostleship. He said, you are called. bear the mark of my apostleship, because Jesus already told him what it is that he was going to suffer for his sake. And he said, I've gone through all of that. I did all of that. I bear in my body the wounds, the scars, other evidences that what Jesus said was true. So I will not let you cause me any trouble. I want you to know that as a disciple, as a believer, you have the right to stop the enemy that wants to trouble you. Do not add to my trouble. It is not permitted. You have said enough is enough. In love and gross ikata, anything set up to challenge my Christian friend, anything set up to challenge the authority of God upon my life, I challenge you today. I bring you to disgrace. I bring you to disrepute. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I challenge you by the power in the blood of Jesus. In Sopi and Doke Librusosia, in Kekwasa, Si Andole Kekwasu, Endege Kustososie, Endege Kustososie, Endege Kustososia, in La Bontro Nogosia.
Approval of
is that God has affirmed me, and I will disallow any man to cause me pain, to cause me trouble. Whether as a believer, as a minister, as a servant of God, every minister is also a believer. Every servant of God, every minister is also a child of God before he called us into the ministry. Before we locate what he called us to do. So anything that challenges the authority of God's word in your life, you are commanding them to perish by fire. You are saying anything orchestrated, any situation or circumstances orchestrated in any way by any person to challenge the authority of the Most High God, the authority of God's word in my life, be disgraced, perish in the name of Jesus. Be disgraced, perish. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is beyond the Kutola Prosiate. And the Kwaza. Beyond the Kosotia. Because the power of God cannot be insulted. This treasure, this grace of God on the inside of you is the powerful power of the Most High God that no darkness is able to resist, to withstand, or to stop anything used by the enemy to challenge your Christian faith. They will be disgraced for their total destruction without recovery today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But Paul has to rise against this by decreeing and declaring it, by speaking it forth. Many things are used to challenge what you said you believe. The psalmist will say, don't allow men to ask, where is my God? The enemy uses situations and circumstances, creating scenarios to trouble, creating scenarios to attack, creating disgracing scenarios, creating unbelievable scenarios, creating scenarios of mockery, creating scenarios that want to cause shame, creating scenarios of oppression, creating scenarios, beloved, that was not expected. He said, I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. So every scenario that the enemy created to disgrace me, to embarrass me, to frustrate my destiny, to attack me and to oppress me, it is wrong for it to be so. And those are the things that you are saying because you know who you are and you know what God has planted in you. Unless you are doing God halfway and doing the devil halfway, then you don't have a mouth. Because every house that is divided against itself cannot stand. So you cannot walk against what you have been part of. Unless you come out of it. And that is why God has to bring us out of the domain of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. That is the kingdom of light. We cannot be in darkness and still be fighting darkness. It is impossible. Therefore, if anything or at any time has glued you to any foundation of God darkness, it means you must come out. Because in Christ Jesus, there is a freedom for everyone. When Paul was an unbeliever, he was fighting against believers. When Paul was a Christian, Paul was fighting against every decree that is contrary to Christianity. So when he was an unbeliever, he cannot be fighting against beloved the devil. Actually, he was zealous. He was working for the devil. The devil was using him against himself. He didn't know. can say, peace, henceforth, truth not cause me any more trouble. I don't have to justify my apostleship to you. I don't have to come and line up before you and say, I know I'm called. Any personality operating who is a wolf in sheep clothing, challenging the authority of God in the life of any prevailer, in the life of anyone connected to the destiny of this commission, I decree and declare they are located for divine judgment today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare they are located for judgment, they are located for trouble in the name of Jesus, because God said, I will contend with those who contended with you, and I will save you, I will save your children. God is committed. He doesn't send out and to leave us, beloved, to deal with issues on our own. So God said, I am the one that calls you. The one who calls you is the one, beloved, that is committed to every word that he has spoken to you. The one who calls you is the one that faileth not. The one who called you is on. Beloved is the one that is committed to every word that he has said to us. He didn't say that we will not go through, but whatever we go through, the word of the Lord said they have no liberty to prevail against us. Beloved, but the key is that we know who we are in Christ Jesus. We understand the word of God and we grow and become mature. I want us to say to the Lord, anything, any seed that is brooding in my life or in any which way to derail me from my Christian journey, from the work of purpose, from the divine arrangement of God in my life, I command that seed to die. I command that seed die. I command that seed to die. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's not permitted to germinate. It's not permitted to trouble me. I command the seed that is contrary to the seed of life, that is growing anywhere, in any way, I command it to die in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command that seed to die. I command that seed to die. In the name of Jesus, every implantation of the devil causing me pain, every implantation of the devil that is causing my Christian walk to be distorted, to be challenged, I challenge you today, wither and die in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Beloved, and the word of the Lord begins to tell us scenarios as we see in the life of Paul is because he discovered something. He knew what to tolerate and he knows what is not acceptable. And the word of the Lord, James 4:7, it says, submit yourself unto God and receive the devil, he will flee from you. The submission that we submit to God is coming in alignment with the word of the Lord. Then we have power to be able to say no to the devil, and then it will flee. He said it won't walk away. He said it will flee. It will leave in a hurry. Beloved, because the language that the devil understands is the language of confrontation. If we saw yesterday, we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. We are wrestling against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness, against the wicked powers of this world. So, but we have the divine instruction of God, the divine ability that God has placed in us to be able to say, devil, enough is enough. Lose your hold now over the Lord brought us into his word, when we were able to locate the, and destroy the root of affliction in our life. But today God wants us to go deep. We saw yesterday that the enemy who war against man is able to operate because there is no understanding of what was going on. So we see a man like an Asher that was sick. Asher was from the family of David, beloved, but yet became sick. He went to go and spend with the physicians. And beloved, he didn't talk to the God of his father and find out what is the reason for my trouble. He didn't ask for solution. We saw another one, Isaiah. Beloved, Asher died, his life was wasted. And beloved, at his death, they put a lot of aromatic things there. Nice spices. But it was of no use. My eyes opened, I begin to see sense. When a man of God that I respect, if I mention his name on this altar, everybody knows. I have to sit down and say, God, take me to the depth of understanding that I do not know. He in same dreams. He saw in his dream, he said he saw a man in the coffin. He saw the man in the coffin with a baton in his hand. And begin to run with what he saw. He begins to say, maybe there's a need to pass on the baton. And begin to run and do some programs. Beloved, to see that he's raising people. But your time is not finished. That is why, because if you finish your race, baton is not supposed to be built in your hand. It means that that coffin should be cracked. It means that that coffin needs to be shattered to pieces. It is an illegal coffin. So, beloved, I watch him talking about this situation himself. This man said he begins to talk about what he saw with confidence. So many things could look very clear, but it takes spiritual understanding to be able to grasp the depth of it. And look, it was taken away suddenly. If you think that it is the time, the end time, where that individual should die, why should other people going on a missionary journey, why should they die with him? Because he died illegally. It's not supposed to be so. And if we, the believers, refuse to rise up, we will see the devil taking away men that are a potential men that will impact our world. He was not ready. If he was really ready, he would die alone. Generation of men, a beloved, a pregnant woman was there, different people were there in that place. Those who are just starting the race of their life. Was it written that he has to die with other people? Absolutely no. But when you are spiritually ignorant, we become a casualty of the enemy. It is understood the spiritual revelation that God gave to him. So that helps me to know, yes, the word of God is true. It's that we see in part and we prophesy in part. So what you need is to get Christ. When I saw the video of the presentation, I said, oh my God. And somebody, they are following him. And they are also beloved sons and daughters of God. Don't they know that it is illegal? Whenever you are running a race before or 400 by 100, the race, the baton, if it is in your hand, beloved, it means that you have finished your race. Because that is the final man on the race at the end that, beloved, have the baton. And when you get to the finishing line, the last thing you want to hold is that, but you throw it off. Because it has gone to three people before it gets to you. So you have done it. And beloved, that job, if it is still in the hand of the second person on the line, it means the race is not finished. And if you have already finished your race, the people that the battle that are just starting their own race should not be wasted. I want you to know that the secret of God is with those who fear Him. You cannot be ignorant of the divine secret. Here, the word of the Lord came to us. This morning, God sent me to deal with what is the reason for the trouble that we're under. We finished the call yesterday. I got a number of calls that I said, Pastor, that was me you were talking about. I am glad that God has reached out to you and ministered to you. And then today is Saturday. This is the day that God wants us to deal with issues that have existed when believers do not know the issues that want believers to become. What has been implanted in them even when they do not know. Issues that are dragged from childhood. Issues that have been prolonged. The devils that refuse to go away. Issues that you do that you are born with. Patterns of occurrences that you know. But beloved, I want you to know whether you were born with it or you acquired it on the journey or it just came upon you. Jesus Christ has died. Beloved, He has shed His blood. He rose up again for your freedom. Beloved, it was for freedom that Christ has set us free so that we are no longer yoked we are no longer connected or yoked with the bondage that we used to have. But if there were bondages that were there and you were ignorant of it, if beloved, it means you need to find out what was it that is behind my trouble because I need to be free. Jesus Christ has set me free. Why am I still in bondage? Why are these problems still going on in my life? The word of the Lord declared me free. What is the anchor? The root of a tree, as we saw yesterday, is the anchor of that tree to the soil. And that is where it's getting all the food, all the water from. So if there's still an anchor, beloved, to my problem inside of me, it is illegal. So how did the anchor get there? So I want every anchor of the trouble that has troubled anyone in this commission, in the mighty name of Jesus, to be exposed and to be brought to judgment in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. There are illegal anchors that is not permitted to remain in our lives. Turn with me to the book of Mark. Mark chapter number 9. This call probably is not for everybody, but it is for people. Because in particular, I was sharing this with Pastor Bisola. God sent me to a lot of people, even though I know the particular person, but there are also other people that have issues. Look, Jesus was dealing with the madman of Gadara, one man. And that man had many devils, legions of devils inside of him. Beloved, Peter will come into a scenario dealing with one person, and many people are affected. Paul came into a scenario whereby the seven sons of Cabas, they were saying in the name of Jesus Christ that Paul was using. He said they cast out them and the devil jumped on them and jumped on the seven sons of Cabas, stripped them naked. And beloved, when they saw that, many other people in that vicinity, they begin to bring their own tarot cards, their own demonic things that they were in church that they were still using. So it means that those things were hidden there, and everybody still saying that we are believers. Beloved, match up to number 9. Beloved, help us to see as Jesus healed the boy, beloved, with evil spirit. Beloved, when they came together in verse number 14, beloved, Jesus saw that I'm going to just rush around this scripture even as I read it so that we have a context this morning and you know what you're dealing with. Two scenarios the Lord put in my heart that I want to deal with this morning. I want us to know, he said, when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed and ran up to him and greeted him. And he asked them, this is Jesus. He had prayed all night. He just showed up after the transfiguration. He showed up and they asked him, and he asked them, what are you arguing about with them? And someone from the crowd answered him, teacher, I brought my son to you. For he has a spirit that makes him to be speechless. And whenever he seizes him, he throws him down and he falls and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out and they were not able. And he answered them, oh, faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me. And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately he convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood, of a child. And it has almost cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. And when Jesus saw that the crowd came running towards, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, you mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out and the boy was like a corpse. So that most of them said he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. And KJV we said, but prayer and fasting. Beloved, that scenario help you and I to see that he said from childhood. He didn't say that he was born with it. A perfect baby, looking good, that was born. I was praying yesterday for someone, and the Lord showed me when the demonic thing was actually, when that devil entered into that body, I saw an adult child, an adult person, a beloved soul, the slippers of that person when the slippers was already in, I don't know, the age must be completely below, maybe about 4 or 7, because it's a small slippers. And I saw that what the individual is going through now has already taken place from that time. And beloved, that individual possibly was unaware of that situation. But the enemy had crafted. That was the story that Jesus was telling the parable. It says the good man of the earth, Matthew chapter number 9, planted good seed in his land. But the enemy came and planted evil seed. What burden of disgrace. Evil burden of destruction. You see evil burden of shame. Evil burden of embarrassment. Evil burden of confusion around him. You see,
Beloved, sorry, we have a problem with the router, and the router just come back on. For the radio people, please, if you can hear me, can you say, I think we are streaming live now, and those on the conference call, I want to believe you can hear me. Can you send a note to confirm that you can hear? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this morning, beloved brethren, God wants us to break every pattern that you have seen in your life that you have known since you were a child. It said, that boy, as what is manifesting, a spirit, an unclean spirit, that makes the boy to manifest as death, manifest as a dumb person, beloved, but the problem behind his issue was that a spirit entered into him. Another spirit that is not the spirit of God was what was troubling him, and beloved brought him to a place of experiencing answers.
High definition by free conference call HD.com. Please enter your access code followed by the pound. This menu will repeat.
Beloved, it was going to situations that he does
please
not.
Please enter your access code followed by the pound.
Okay.
This menu will repeat.
Please stay with us. I think we're just going to stay on the phone because I think that is enough. But I want to believe that you can hear me on the conference line. And you can hear me also on the radio. I have no way of checking, but I want to believe that you can hear me. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Beloved, lift up your voice and say to the Lord, I cover myself and my household this morning with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. It's my day of visitation. And I cannot be stopped in the mighty name of Jesus. It is my day of deliverance. Nothing is permitted to stand in my way in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Ni inge kusoso prodegazo. Zeprendozo fi ike kuazo. Zepriando li ke kuato. Nege kustoso fia. Zeprendo kustoso fi. Enso prondege kustoso. Endenge kesu undenge libros ote. Endenga zopion denga custosozie. Be entru nonoso ondogu zozia. Endenge custosa zi impru nagazo. Endenge custoso zi indagayato. Nege custosozia. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. And you are said today, every age-old issue in my life, every pattern of occurrences in my life that is contrary to the word of the Lord, today you shall be exposed, today you shall be brought to judgment in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Today, be exposed, be brought into judgment. In la venge custoso fie, endenge custoso, zeprondenge custoso. Endenge custoso ziate, nengle custoso ziate, nenge custoso zi indenge custasa, se prendoso zia, ni inge custoso zie, endenge custoso zie, endenge custoso zi indaga yakoso, endenge kuaso zi andaga lebro no gozo, endenge custoso zie, isto valore de custoso zie, illa ventru negato, ze prundenge custoso, isso prundenge custoso zie, isso prundenge custoso zie, illa lavoso ode. My Father, I cover every soul on this altar this morning by the precious blood of the Lamb of God in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. insultando los libros de arte, in quequa, asocia, asocia, in la viato, all de que custoso sie. Beloved, you are lifting up your voice, and the mighty name of the Lord is that man said, it's the spirit, this boy and the spirit. It's not the spirit of the living God. Beloved, as Jesus was meant to rebuke that situation, even though it has a manifestation in epilepsy, he said, spirit, a pure spirit, spirit that has entered into this cell, get out unto and from him. Beloved, I have ministered to very nice people. Beloved, that they don't know what has entered into them. Until God begins to show the secret that they have acquired demonic things in their bodies and in their lives, that is the reason for their trouble. Beloved, they don't have control. There were still children, they don't know why and how they might not be able to explain it. Beloved, I have seen many people, beloved, that are suicidal. Because when they grow up and they begin to see face to face, what they were going to when they are becoming, especially when they become born again, and they are seeing completely things happening to them, contrary to what they believe. They are afraid to confront it. They just want to take their own life. It is simply because the enemy has planted a demonic spirit, beloved, where man sleeps. Parents might be cured. They might not know when that demonic thing enters into them. And then they are evil persons that they are to deal with. Look, this parent, beloved, face a problem with their child. The child that was meant to be a joy to them began a child that they are trying to find a solution to this problem. They are taking it everywhere they brought into the disciples. But beloved, it was not sickness. It was a demonic sin that has gone inside of him. I want us to know that as believers, there is a need for detoxification. You are getting rid of anything. I don't care what it is. Whatever enter into anybody, contrary to God, whether to the word of God, whether you are initiated into it, whether you took those things in when you ate with your friends in school, whether somebody gave you a gift and become a problem to you, whether it is done in your daily service for everybody, that something changed after the weekend was present. Yesterday, I said your father is not a born again Christian, and then you are asking him to help you. Your father is not saved, and you are asking him to help you. Where would he go? He will go to Babalawo. That is what he knows. He will go to Aladra. He will go to celestial people. They will be like Isaiah, who went to go and seek the God of life. Seek help in a strange place, and God said, you will not recover because you will not go and get the help of God and expect recovery. So it was wasted because he sought help. He said, it doesn't mean that God cannot help you anymore. Beloved, I want to say, Lord, expose and destroy anything that has entered into me. When I was a child, ignorantly, unwillingly, Lord, expose it. That is, let it manifest. Let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let it be destroyed. Let it be exposed. Let it be destroyed. Let it be exposed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's a pian that was of here. And so on told that God was. It's told that God lives for all the anything that has entered into me. Any illegal thing, any strange thing, any demonic object inside of my body that is troubling me, responsible for evil poison, Lord, expose it, bring it to judgment, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus, expose it. In la viato, sociata, nega quaso, estunda ga custoso, ente ga quaso, in la viato, ente ga custoso sie, ente ga custoso sie, estunda anda ga quaso, ente ga quaso, is the piata, andole che quasi, e stonde che quasi, il labiato, soprende che sazie, e soprende che custoso, ende che custosa, in che quasi te, in che quasi sie, ende che calibri sozia, e soprende che fica quasi, ende che custoso sia, il labio, o quasi nagato, ende che custoso sia, ende che quasi, e pionda no quasi, ende che custoso sia, ende che custoso, ende che quasi, si apre le cose, istonde che custosia, ende che custosia, let anything that has entered any false spirit, any demon spirit, any spirit of witchcraft, any spirit of destruction, any spirit of wastage, any spirit of shame, any unclean spirit, enter into anyone from childhood, disturbing them in their adulthood. Today, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. I cast you out in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them come as a die. Say any unclean spirit that enter into me from childhood or adulthood in the mighty name of Jesus. I cast you out. Come out. Come out of my body. Come out of my life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. For that child, that devil was manifesting in him, it was manifesting as epileptic spirit. The spirit of epilepsy. The spirit that wants him to have self-destruction, to destroy himself. But yet it was a spirit that entered into him. He did not contribute to it. The Bible does not tell us how it gets into him. They said that even the Father said he had a spirit. He knew that something took place in that child's life that was not there from the very beginning. Beloved, and he could not do, he could not deal with that situation. But God has an answer to anything that has entered into anybody. Whenever it has entered, God still has an answer for your freedom. Because God has the power to set free. God has the power to make whole. God has the power to rid you of that demonic thing. But Paul said, Esau, let no man trouble me. That thing has been there for your sin, Lord. Expose whatever is in me. Any demonic spirit responsible for a pattern of shame, pattern of poverty, pattern of embarrassment, pattern of struggle, pattern of action in my life, in the mighty name of God. Some of us we grow, we see our parents, they struggle so much in order to make their ends meet. Many people see their family, beloved, in their parents' dead, without being able to achieve anything. Beloved, they try their best. In the time when they were meant to experience, beloved, the fruits of their life were cut short. Our children have known a lot of struggle. And struggle of the struggle in marriage, struggle, beloved, in career, struggle about everything in life. It is an evil pattern. You have said any demonic spirit that has entered into me or about my quiet from the time I was born that is responsible for a pattern of hardship and pattern of struggle in my life. The Lord God Almighty is against you. Be exposed. Be exposed. Be exposed. Be exposed. Be judged and die. Be exposed. Be judged and die. Be exposed. Be judged and die. He loved me and closed us in the house. He married men that make promises to their wives, they don't end their wives, but beloved, they have to deal with beloved, the spirit of immorality. Everything catches their eye. What is it that men will be sleeping with their own girl? What is it that they are the one that are sleeping with their friend, their wife's friend? What is it that the woman is the one, beloved, that is not satisfied, beloved, with her husband? I always struggle to keep the mind in one place, beloved, because there's something that has entered into the individual that is called unclean spirit. You are saying every unclean spirit that has entered into me, any which way, today in the name of Jesus, I command over my life, your heart over my life, be broken. Let your heart over my life be broken. Let your heart over my life be broken. Get out. Come out of my life. Be exposed. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, come out of my life. Come out of my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, come out of my life. Come out of my life. Come out of my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But custom does he make a quarter here? Zepriando me custodo. Me quarter. Ne me lindus of here. Estando lo conibus of it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there is nothing that should want you to keep to be suicidal. Why? Because Jesus knew about your case. And your case is one of the case that he has come to deal with. He died so that you can be free from that captivity of satanic evil person. That is why it is not your feeling sorry for yourself or feeling suicidal that is the answer. It is that you take a hold of what Christ has sorted out for you. What the provision that he has made for your rescue, the provision that Christ has made for your deliverance, is what you have to engage. You have said, my Father, you have purchased me the price with an incorruptible seed, the seed of your word. I am yours. It is illegal for any spirit to remain in my body. You have moved me from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Any deposit of the darkness, any spirit of darkness inside of me, I cast you out. I cast you out. I cast you out. I cast you out of my body. Be under a custodio of the heart. And love you. Oh, Lord, they can custodio of the heart. And soon they can custodio of the heart. And they can custodio of the heart. And they can custodio. Priante che custoso, il labionde che custoso si è, e soprunde che custoso, il stonde che calibruso si è, ende che custoso si è, ende che custoso si è, ende che custoso si è, ende che calibruso si è, ende mighty name of the Lord. When that demon get manifested in the life of that child, it paralyzed. If every activity comes to a standstill, it's not able to do what it was meant to be doing because the enemy decided to attack it. That is a pattern. The pattern, beloved, when people are doing well, and that is where something will break down or some emergency will happen. Beloved, that puts everything at a stop. Somebody that was already looking forward to some people looking forward to progress, looking forward to how to advance in life. And then the beloved, the enemy struck it almost at the same time. It's a similar situation happened. And keep repeating the same atrocities. That is why any evil part that I have seen in my life, contrary to the word of the living God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I destroy every false spirit responsible for such demonic passion. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out. Be exposed. I cast you out. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Evil passion for some people is poverty. Evil passion for some people, because we see children always playing in a way that they are going to destroy themselves. They just think they do, and we think, oh, they're not shame. It's just a child. But that is a manifestation of something wrong. You are saying every evil person of destruction, every evil person of harassment, every evil person of failure, every evil person of poverty, every evil person of sorrow and usher, in the name of Jesus, I command you be broken. I break you now. 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 In my life, be broken. Un sapiato la lingua vazia. Se prende la custodia vazia. Se prende la culo vazia. Every satanic evil person that turns glory into shame, the Lord of hosts is against you. I cast you out of my life. Lose your hold. Lose your hold. Lose your hold over my life. 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 I challenge you. Lose your hold over my life. In Sophia and Quata. In Dege Custos. Zepian Dege Custosiate. In Dege Custos. 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 In La Vondros Iketua. In Dege Custos. In Dege Custos. In Dege Custos. And they get quite in the mighty name of the Lord. And so, probably, the problem they call it, they can call it cancer or anything, but everybody, the people that die, they die of the same disease. It is a satanic inherited pattern that is not permitted now that we are in Christ. Therefore, we are going to say to the Lord, every evil pattern of genetic disease that kills sentence of death that has entered into my body, waiting to manifest at the time that was assigned by the enemy. Today I cast you out of my life in the name of Jesus. Every inherited pattern of infirmity, inherited pattern of disease, inherited pattern of shame, inherited pattern of poverty, inherited pattern of failure, inherited pattern of immorality, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I charge you, be broken, in the name of Jesus, in super corte de quasa, in la bionde de custoso, zepi andoso, en de que consiga daia, ne petroso, si inda de quasa, Endega custosia, el soprondega custosia, endega custosia. Jesus said, a good man of your father, the good seed. And beloved, the enemy saw wheat. If they don't root it out, root the wheat out anytime, that they can cause it. Beloved, and after the harvest, beloved, I want you to know that as long as that wheat still has a root in that body, in that land, it will continue to grow. And that is why the root of evil pattern is the anchor of it. The root of evil pattern is the strength of it. The root of evil pattern is the legitimate ground that it has. That is why you and I were saying, every root of evil pattern, every power that is behind the pattern of oppression, the pattern of harassment, the pattern of failure in my life, today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, be broken, be broken, be broken. I break the strength of the adversary. I destroy the power of hostility in my life. In sugar to anger, quasas here. Legequa, a tua, the name, legequa, custodos here. rise up for. Evil powers that makes you to be promoted and then demoted. Evil powers that makes you to go forward and then see myself backward. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you. Enough is enough. Be broken. Be broken. I break the cycle of rising and falling. I break the cycle of being full and then empty. I break the cycle of being risen and falling. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break the cycle of having and not having. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I break the cycle of demonic oppression, of having much today and not having to eat tomorrow. Today, in the name of Jesus, I pray such evil poison in my life, in my ministry, in my career, in my business, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's so beyond the delinquents, the earth. It's so beyond the delinquents, the earth. The prodigal custodia, and then a custodo, and then a colombo, and then a custodia, in la bongo sofia, and then a custodia, and then a custodia, and then a calibu sofia, and then a custodia, in the house. This is a somebody's situation now. You are going to say, every evil person that I have seen in my life as a result of bloodshed in my foundation, or as a result of blood that I have shed through abortion, you are said today, by the power in the blood of Jesus, who has forgiven me, be broken, be broken, be broken. Patterns of miscarriage, patterns of frustration, because blood has been shed somewhere, somehow, patterns are falling. As a result of that shed, God said unto Cain, he said, because the earth has swallowed the blood of your own brother, he said, thorns and thistles shall begin to grow from that land. He told him he will begin to toil. That was not the original plan of God, because the same ground that was meant to yield its increase was the same ground that opened and swallowed the blood of Abel from his hand. When there is murder in the family, when there is murder of any time, when blood, physical blood has been shed, beloved, when we have hurt people and we have made them to toil and to work so hard and have something to show for it, when you have introduced pain into the life of other men, and beloved, their blood is crying out before God, and then the individual is experiencing toiling, ashes, frustration, failure, miscarriage. Beloved, you are saying, oh God, by your mercy, and Lord, show me mercy. Any evil person of frustration of destiny, miscarriages of opportunities, miscarriages of good things in life, every pattern of toiling and action as a result of murder, as a result of bloodshed in my family or through my heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus, break it today. Let it expire. Let it expire. Let it expire. Let it expire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's a plan of the manipulation of all of it. It's a plan. It's the custos of it. It's the custos. Simply, it's the custos of it. It's the custos. It's the custos of it. It's the custos of it. It's the calibus of it. It's the gazo. Simply, it's the custos. It's the custos of it. Endega custoso, illa via endega quaso, illa becuasa, nega custo, also pondega custoso, endega custoso, istobe lenga caso, endega custoso, illa marosotia. Depression, we have seen it manifested as a part They call it postnatal depression. Parents have gone through that. Their sons, sorry, their daughters go through that. It is evil. It is a demonic seed that is not permitted to continue in any lineage of the prevailer. That is why you are going to say any demonic seed that I have seen responsible for frustration and depression in my life, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command that seed to die. In the mighty name of Jesus, every satanic demonic seed of mental disorder, confusion in my family, I command you, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire. Mi inge kukuso so prondege kustoso, esopia atuata lege kustoso sie, eso prondege kustoso osa, zepi andige kustoso sie, endege kustosa, piondega libruno osa, ilabia atuange kakuazo, zeprendongo kustosupa ade, endege kuaza zi ato, endege kustoso sie. In the mighty name of Jesus, beloved, we are going to say to the Lord, my Father, arise on my behalf. Help me today. Recover for me everything that I have lost as a result of this demonic pattern. Recover for me whatever I have lost. Beloved, because Jesus cast out that devil from that boy, and beloved, he recovered. He has sent some of us with lost. Help us of destiny when God gave opportunities. We have been denied of certain good things because of the pattern. When the pattern comes, everything, beloved, comes to a standstill. You have said to the Lord, Lord, recover for me by the covenant of your mercy. Every opportunity, every progress, every grace, every gift that I have lost to satanic, demonic, evil pattern. In the mighty name of Jesus, beloved, every opportunity to be blessed, opportunity to rise, opportunity to progress that we have been denied of as a result of evil patterns, you have said to the Lord, recover back to me, recover it back for me. Every mistake that I've made at the edge of miracle that has caused me opportunity denied, not that those opportunities denied become opportunities recovered for me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let any kekwaza, so be at so, the lake lekosozia, and the gekustoso, se be under gekustoso, se be under gekustoso, in la gozo sofia, and the gekelepusato, and the gekustoso, and the gekwaso, and the gekustoso, in la viato, on the gequaza, in la bionde gequaza, and the gecustosocie, in la via, a crossocie, I break that cycle of evil events in my life, and I command a recovery of what I have lost to the money passes, to evil passes, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command a recovery of my sources. I command a recovery of profitability in business. I command a recovery of excellence in ministry. I command a recovery of understanding of the word of God. I decree, I recover fully. There is nothing broken, nothing in my life is permitted to suffer under this yoke in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I enforce my recovery. I decree my recovery. I take my recovery now. I recover from every shame. I recover from every oppression. I recover from every affliction. I decree my recovery now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Sopian Doga Libus of here. In Sopian Dega Casos. In Sopron Dega Custos. Ni acquata, nege che quaso, se prendoso, si inda cagaiato, ende che custoso, in sopra ende che custosia, in La Vongro Socia. Beloved, decree your recovery. Command your recovery. And recover back fully from every loss, from every loss. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree, I recover fully. I command my total recovery. I decree my total recovery. I decree my total recovery. I declare my total recovery. I recover now. I recover now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I recover. In super andro de God. Zeti onde de custodosie. Ende de custodosie. Si inge de custodosie. In la votru no God. Ende de custodosie. Si inge quashete. In la vondro socia. Ende de custodosie. Zepri ando cocolibri socia. Esto ando la socia. Ende de custodosie. I decree I recover fully. Usopiata, whether it is on the job, whether it is in your destiny, whether it is your career, you are decreeing declaration today. I recover fully. I recover fully. I command my total recovery in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I decree I recover from every form of losses. To evil pattern of the satanic might nightmares, every form of a pattern of action, I join it. I enforce my total recovery. I declare my total recovery. Every pattern, from every pattern of losses at the edge of miracle, of a turnaround, of breakdown, at the edge of my breakthrough, whatever I have lost to you. I command my recovery now. I enforce my recovery now. I declare my recovery now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I recover my fire. I recover my force. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree my recovery. I command my recovery. In the mighty name of Jesus, I recover now. I recover now. In the name of Jesus, I recover. In the name of Jesus, I recover. In the name of Jesus, I recover. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Sopiato of God, Zeprendosa, Zeprihaza, in Kekuaz of God, Zeprendega Custodosia, in the Dakuazosia, in La Be, in Kekuazo, on Sophia, Apioso. Onde che custo sosie, ella vi è tronovoso, istoli che quata, ende che custo sosie, ende che quata, ende che libro sosie, ende che quata, isto volonto si ade, ende che quato, ende che libro sosie, indo che custo sosie, ende che libro sosie, ondo volonto sa ade. Beloved, so we'll be very quickly to the scripture that I want to read, and then we are going to begin to cause all of those situations that at once work against us, we are going to command them to begin to work in our favor without fail, because Paul says, nobody is permitted to trouble me anymore in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Even as I take this prayer, if I were you, I will write anything down, and you might also lead even at your time. Today, as the Holy Spirit, because now that the devil is gone out, it is important that we have everything that the enemy has taken back. Psalm number 71. Then he said, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel men. For thou hast been my hope, O Lord. God, thou hast been my trust from my youth. By thee have I been altered up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I was a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. For my enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him, persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me, O my God, make haste to help me. Let them be confounded and consumed as adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that shift my off. But I will all continually, I will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation of the day. For I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous work. Now also, when I am old and great headed, O God, forsake me not until I have shown thy strength unto this generation, thy power to everyone that is to come, thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee, thou which hast shown me great and so troubles, shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the suffering, even thy truth. O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp. O thou only one of Israel, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed, my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my heart. What you see David begins to say is that God, the previous situations that make men to say that I've been forgotten, forsaken, he said, make those situations be converted to situations that were in favor of my life, in favor of my destiny. The situations of that the enemy who was speaking against me, persecuting me, those who thought that nobody can help me, those who thought that my case was without beloved recovery, he said, Lord, change those situations and those times, and thank God, convert them in my favor. That is why he said, in those situations, where I have been troubled, verse number 20, the Lord shall quicken me again, shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. It shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Then the praise continues. I want us to lift up our voices in every area where I have suffered, in every area where I have gone through traumatic experiences, in every area in my life that man has lost my story, and they have laughed at me, and they have mocked me, and they have thought that my case is hopeless, and no one can help me. Even in areas that me myself thought it is already over, there is no comeback for me. But now I have seen that it is an evil person, and I am saying, God, please teach me in those areas. We are in those situations of despair, those situations of failure, those situations of despair and embarrassment. Lord, we are in them, convert them, Lord, to walk in my favor. Let everything that has worked against me begin to walk in my favor. I'll work for my good in the mighty name of Jesus. The Inge Kustos Osea. And then I will glorify you and praise you. You have said to the Lord, the situation that has taken my soul, that has denied me of celebration, deny me of the ability to praise God. Lord, visit me in those areas. Lord, we arrange things according to your divine order so that the same situation, I can glorify your name. You glorify your, the name of the Lord when there is answer. Lord, let the situation of defeat, past defeat, be converted into a situation of exceeding undescribable success for me. Lord, a situation that I will praise you. Lord, I will declare that only you have done what was done in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Shabbat, and the Gekustos, and the Gepiot, and the Gekwas, my tribal, let it begin to rise again. In love, Estrulodosia, situations of dying, let it become a situation of overabundant supply of God in my life. Every situation of limitation, Lord, convert it to situations of my expansion, of my enlargement. Every situation of falling, Lord, convert it to my situation of greatness in the mighty name of Jesus. Every situation of famine, convert it to situation wherever I flourish. Every situation that is of shame, convert it to situations of honor. We are led my situation of defeat to situation of success. Lord, we are led situation of judgment to situation of mercy. We are led situation of all God of hardship and sorrow to situation of favorable increase in the name of Jesus. We are struggling and hardship and converted to divine result in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are led every situation of this devil in my favor, O God. In love beyond the custom of the and so prodig a custom of the in love beyond on the quad on the custom of the and so eke quad in love also of the spirit of the living God. Expand my capacity, expand my capacity, increase my greatness, comfort me on every side. In the day of the Lord Jesus, in Sapon de Gacuazo, and de Gacustoso, and de Gacustoso, and de Gacustoso, Zepiato, Le Gacustoso, Zeplan de Gacustoso, Zepian de Gacustoso, Zi in a bomb through the gold, Zi in Gacustoso, Ziade. And the Gekustos in Sofiago, on the Gekustosiad, and the Gekustosie, and the Gekustosie, in Sopron de Gekustos, and the Gekustos, in Shafia Apioso, Locote, and Gekuata, and the Gekustosie, and the Gekustosie. And love me on front de la quadro, in stone de la cacanibusante, and de la cacustososo, and de la cacusupronegada, and de la cacanibusante, and suun de la custososo, and so front de la custosiade, and de la custosa, in la front de la custososo, and de la quadra, in la frontronogosa. Estola pronto pronto e sovonda che cantiate in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are prayed. He that the Lord has set free shall be free indeed. I want you to declare my total freedom I receive in the presence of the Holy God this morning. I am free totally. I will no longer be bound. I declare total freedom. I declare total rescue. I declare total release. I receive my total freedom today. I recover totally. No good thing shall be withholden from me. The Lord has comforted my Zion. The Lord has comforted me. The Most High God has helped me. Therefore, I shall not be disgraced. The Most High God has helped me. Therefore, I shall not be embarrassed. The Most High God has helped me. Therefore, I will not be covered with shame. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it is a new day for me. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sopiando Golikosia, Zeprendoso Utolobro de Gaza, Zeprecuto Nongleke Custosia, and the Custosia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for locating to destroy every seed and demonic spirit sponsoring evil parties in the life of any prevailer. Lord, thank you for giving us victory over the adversary. Thank you that situations of defeat are rearranged for our success. Situations of disfavor have been rearranged for in our favor. Situations of even breakdown at the edge of breakthrough has been converted to divine breakthrough for us. Every evil parties, even of shame, humiliation, and embarrassment, toiling and hardship, they have been averted, they have expired. It is a new day for us, for the Lord shall increase our greatness and comfort us on every side, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I cover us and everyone connected to this commission, even that might not have been on this altar this morning, with the blood of Jesus, I cover every word of God that has been made manifested in our life, every freedom that we have received, deliverance that has taken place, divine help that has been released, visitation that we have had. I cover it with the blood of Jesus. It shall not be stolen. It shall not be killed. It shall not be destroyed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and declare supernatural help for us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, therefore, over everyone in this commission, I declare that the strangers that you have seen before you came on this altar, you shall see them no more. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command over the prevailers of today, divine grace to walk triumphantly, divine grace to walk in the counsel and in the power of God, divine grace able to locate what God has divinely located us for, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare from today, let the peace of God that passes all understanding begin to guard the heart and the mind of the prevailers, in the name of the Lord Jesus. No good thing shall be withholden from us, in the name of Jesus. In any previous areas of defeat, I speak supernatural success that cannot be blamed on any man, but that will be known that this is the dream of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our sight, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Amen. Therefore, unto you, the eternal King of glory, my Father and my God, who have called me, who have sent me to serve his purpose by serving his people, unto you, O God, who is the word of God that is spoken, and you, Lord Jesus, that perform every word that I speak, unto you, my Father, I return the glory, I return the honor for what you have done, even as we gather in your presence this morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, Ancient of Days, I decree and declare, as today opens up, every divine agenda of God begins to find expression in the life of the prevailers. Therefore, even in our individual homes, let there be a divine visitation, a continuous presence of the Lord, instructing, directing, unraveling mysteries, and giving unto us understanding that is required for our fruitfulness, for our progress, for establishment, for the fulfillment of the word of the Lord in the life of every prevailer without fail, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because you are for us. No man is permitted to be against us. Therefore, I decree and declare in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ that as this day begins to open up, that every good thing that pertains to life and godliness begin to locate us in Jesus' name. Therefore, unto you who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine, by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us, unto you be glory, unto you be honor, unto you be praise, for you will yet do, even as which you have promised, you will perfect them, even as you perform your word in our lives in Jesus' name. For the grass withers, the flowers fail, but the word of the Lord abideth forever. So that which you have done for us is forever and ever. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen, 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 hallelujah. Beloved, by the grace of God, I look forward to be able to serve you even as we come together again tomorrow morning, Sunday, in Jesus' name. Don't forget, you have all the time to take hold of the notes that you have taken all throughout the week and spend time with your family and pray the midnight prayer, even if it is for 30 minutes. Keep it and let God be visiting you in all of those times of the night as you keep yourself in God and concentrate to commune with God, and God will communicate back unto you, and you will have divine answers from God without fail in the mighty name of Jesus.